This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Gaza's health ministry says the Palestinian death toll in Gaza from over 3 months of war between Israel and the territory's U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas rulers has soared past 25,000. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A health ministry spokesperson said Sunday that at least 178 bodies were brought to Gaza's hospitals within a 24-hour period. The war began with Hamas's surprise attack into Israel on October 7th, in which Palestinian militants killed about 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and took around 250 hostages. Israel has responded with an air campaign and then a ground invasion that has flattened entire neighborhoods. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Displaced Palestinians in Gaza say it's increasingly difficult to find medicine for their children. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
It's a major concern as recent escalation of violence has exacerbated existing problems. Basic supplies like medicine and healthcare are almost impossible to come by. The World Health Organization says most of the enclave's 36 hospitals have stopped working. 15 are partially functioning, operating at up to 3 times their capacity, without adequate fuel or medical supplies, it says. Infectious diseases have also been spreading rapidly, including diarrhea cases among children under 5. They say they are 20 times higher in November compared to last year.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Families of hostages and their supporters called on the Israeli government to secure their release during a protest on Sunday outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem.